We work with sound every day at KALW. Fun sounds. Frightening sounds. We're always listening to the world around us. So if we had an aversion to audio, it would be a problem. Some people do. It's a phenomenon called misophonia. It's a rare sensitivity to normal, everyday sounds, like typing, or footsteps, or even breathing. It's being increasingly diagnosed. Researchers believe misophonia begins in adolescence, but it can carry into adulthood. And it can cause the people who believe they're suffering from it to feel enraged, panicked, and inescapably overwhelmed. KALW's Leela Day spoke with a teenager who believes she's suffering from misophonia for this next story. The story of a family struggle with sound. And a note for our listeners, we're only using the girl's first name to protect her identity.
April 5th, 2012. Today in therapy, I had to close my eyes and try to remember the feeling that I get when I hear the sounds that bother me. Then try to picture myself in my safe place, my room. Then I open my eyes and I have to follow with my eyes a green ball that Mike would move back and forth in front of my eyes. Doing this helps me kind of move those feelings into a place of memory and not have it be so prevalent in my everyday life. My name is Diana, I'm 15 years old, and I live in San Jose, California. Misophonia, literally translated, is the hatred of sound, but I think they kind of named it wrong because it's really more decrease in tolerance for sounds. So for example, sneezing, sniffling, whistling, coughing, snoring. Fingers, feet, pencil, etc. tapping. Throat clearing, chewing, heavy breathing, backpack zipping, keyboard typing.
My daughter is 15, Diana. She always did really well in school, very responsible. Never had any problems. But about 5 months ago, she told me that she has a problem and she needed help. That's when she came out and told me that she has problems with sound.
I used to play piano, but then I didn't really care for it too much, so I quit.
I talked to the doctor, and he didn't believe that it was a real condition. And he said that there's nothing wrong with her. And I asked if there's any specialist that he can refer us to, and he said, if you want to, you can go and have her ears checked out, but I don't think there's anything that's wrong with her. He totally dismissed it. The thing that got me thinking that this is not normal is when she said, when she hears a sound, she wants to stab somebody or something. Normally, kids don't describe when they're angry that they want to stab something, especially from her. She's usually very quiet and very polite. But when I read her blog, that's when I realized it's the feeling that she had is really intense. It's not something that we can just talk over with her and it would go away.
April 4th, 2012. Recently, I've been feeling super dizzy and I've been having massive headaches from my anxiety and from the misophonia. So my mom has got me on this new diet. I'm supposed to eat all whole wheat grains and no sugar, and I have to start exercising a lot. Also, I've started taking my antidepressants. I do feel a lot better. It's only been 2 days, but I don't really know if it is from my new eating habits and my pills or if I'm just having a good week. I was sitting in my room at my dad's house, and I was just on the computer, and my dad was sneezing, and he sneezed like 20 times in a row. And I kind of told myself on the 18th one, if he sneezes one more time, I'm gonna go downstairs and hit him. And he sneezed the 19th time, and I knew I couldn't do that, so I just kind of hit my head on the wall, and to kind of get it out of my head or something. And then I felt really dizzy afterwards, so I just went to sleep.
I'm Dr. Marcia Johnson, audiologist, and I am in my clinic at the Oregon Tinnitus and Hyperacusis Treatment Clinic, and I specialize in very strange auditory disorders. Misophonia is something that I began working with in 1997, but we didn't have a name for it then. My very first patient came down from British Columbia. She was a teenage girl who suffered from severe reaction to just everyday noises, like just people sitting down to eat dinner, for example. She could not eat dinner with her family. She couldn't stand being in a classroom in high school with pencils scratching on the paper. What we call sounds that bother people with misophonia is trigger sounds. So the most common trigger sound is gum chewing. After that, we find breathing sounds, eating sounds, lip smacking sounds, throat clearing sounds, even people rubbing their feet together sounds. These kinds of trigger sounds can set off a tremendous amount of emotional distress for people that have misophonia. Try to imagine in your life, everywhere you go, there's somebody with a blackboard and a couple people with sharp fingernails, and they're scraping that blackboard, and you are feeling that way all the time. We believe it's some kind of a trigger that's associated with what we call the limbic system. This is your emotional center of your brain, and your autonomic nervous system, which is the part of your brain that controls your heart rate and your flight or fight capacities. Misophonia seems to be kind of a kissing cousin of maybe obsessive compulsive disorder. So some of the drugs that have been used for OCD are being tried on some of these patients, but so far I haven't met too many that have had success with that. So the sound therapy idea is that if we flood the brain with a broad band of sound, like a white noise, pink noise, broadband sound, if we flood the auditory system and brain with this kind of a sea of noise, that these little intrusive sounds are not going to be able to have as much of an impact. Then what we're finding after a year is about 80% of people that try this approach say they do get some relief.
For me, I like brown noise better. It just kind of sounds like static, and to some people it sounds like waves and stuff, but to me it sounds like static, and I don't know, it's kind of calming, and if I play it loud enough it drowns out people chewing.
I'm very careful when she's around. My husband also have a lot of sniffles. Even his breathing, she said she's bothered by his breathing, and he eats before we eat, and she would put on a brown noise just to drown all the sound out. Then she can sit and eat. So we try to accommodate her as much as we can. At times it's very hard that I'm trying my best, and when she's triggered, she's very mean. She would like grab my mouth and tell me to shut my mouth and don't chew with my mouth open, and she would snap at us, and it's very difficult, but I just tell myself that, you know, it's not her, it's the misophonia.
I'm hoping that I grow out of it, but then seeing on the internet and stuff, there's people who have this all the way to their 60s and 70s, and I'm kind of worried that it's going to happen to me, so kind of scared. Do you think that what I have is real, or do you think I'm just kind of making it up to get attention?
With you, I know it's a real condition that you have.